Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Barry Shamish. Barry, are you there?
I am.
Well, Barry, those of you who do not know, is an Israeli patriot who, for 30 years, wrote articles, investigative reporting over in Israel about the corruption there, about the murder of Prime Minister Rabin, and, of course, the cabal that was responsible for that murder and for so many other murders. Well, eventually, of course, he stepped on too many toes, and because of threats on his life, he came to the United States. And actually, of course, it's from our point of view, it's very good because Barry is certainly one of the most insightful observers of what's going on over in Israel today, and he always keeps us abreast of the things that are going on. Now, the Middle East, in my opinion, the Near East and the Middle East are on the verge of war. There's a lot of talk about peace and peace negotiations and hammering out an agreement between Israel and Hamas, but this is all simply cover story. I think it's only a matter of time before war erupts with all the horrible complications. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if you think you can sit in the safety of your home and you have nothing to worry about if we end up in a nuclear war over in the Middle East, why, I think you are sadly mistaken. So while our attention is being focused on important things like Britney Spears and Paris Hilton and who, of course, is going to win the latest golf tournament in Great Britain, the British Open. Why, of course, the war drums are beating ever more loudly in the Near East and the Middle East. And, of course, when you understand that, of course, the enemies of Israel have recently been given large supplies of nerve gas and mustard gas and poison gas, and of course the Israeli government has taken the gas masks away from the majority of the Israeli people because to refurbish them, and all shucks, we just don't have the money to refurbish them, but we'll get them back to you in 6 or 7 years after most of you are dead. Well, Barry, with that as a background, why don't you pick the story up of what's really going on in the Near East, in the Middle East?
Yeah, well, I'd like to start with Britney Spears' chances to win the British Open.
Right. well said.
All right. There's a piece of news that nobody noticed, as usual. Yesterday in Spain, it's always in Spain, there was an interfaith conference hosted by the Saudis, of all people. I mean, there's a country that is very tolerant of other faiths. But Christians, Muslims, and a Jew were at the interfaith conference, and that Jew was Rabbi David Rosen. Now, again, without pushing my books too far, I've written plenty on him. He was named in the year 2005 as a papal knight, and there are only two Jews, well, practicing or people who acknowledge themselves as Jews anyways, who have received this grand honor. David Rosen was honored by the Vatican as a knight. He is apparently working hand-in-hand with Shimon Peres to give Jerusalem to the Vatican, and he was the Jewish representative yesterday at the Interfaith Conference in Spain. It's just something you should know. It's just added to the long checklist of how you bring Israel down. You infiltrate rabbis. You know, we could talk about Juan Carlos and his role in bringing Israel down, but this isn't the day to do that. There's too many awful stories out there.
Well, let me just point out Juan Carlos being, of course, the king of Spain. And, of course, what most people don't understand is one of the major thrusts of the people who work within the shadows is this one world religion, which is why the interfaith meeting would have great significance. Until people understand there is a conspiracy to destroy Judaism, to destroy Christianity, and, of course, to bring about this one world religion. So much of what goes on really doesn't make sense. So go ahead, Barry.
Well, destroying Judaism is no big problem. The only Jews in the next generation we'll see are the Orthodox. All the rest are just going away fast. But let's talk about this horrible week Israel has had, and we must talk about the exchange yesterday. I got one phone call said not to use the word bag of bones, but I'm going to anyways. Israel received the two bags filled with the bones of two soldiers who were murdered in 2005 just before the month-long war with Lebanon began, in return for which Israel gave up a mass murder, a murder of children, Samir Kunta, who murdered three children in Nahariya. He's a vicious... I mean, they should have executed him. But he's a hero to Hezbollah, and they also gave five more living Hezbollah terrorists with the promise of releasing hundreds of Palestinians. I don't know when, but this is up in the air somewhere. And, of course, returning 200 bodies, all for two bags of bones. And you want to talk about an unfair deal. You've got an Israel which, I mean, come on, the place is depressed enough. Yesterday, the whole country sunk into anger and depression. That, number one, what is Israel doing negotiating with Hezbollah? You negotiate with Lebanon. There's a real country there. It's called Lebanon. You don't negotiate with a sect within Lebanon. They've upgraded Hezbollah now to nation status. You have a POW exchange with a terror group. Well, let's remember the old Israel. The old Israel. What?
We'll be back in just a moment, Barry, right here. Thank you, Barry.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier
I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at RadiantClinicColorado.com. And the
well, Dr. Stanback here. Our guest is Barry Shamish, talking about these prisoner exchanges. And, of course, if you look at them logically, we've seen them in the past, the Israelis, get back two soldiers, and they release 100, 200, 300, 400 terrorists. Why would you do something like that? To get back maybe two dead soldiers, or maybe even get back two live soldiers. You would think of one for one, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. No, Israel is always so magnanimous to return the terrorists to being terrorists. Why would you do that? Well, it's the old adage, and we pointed out before, if you have a marble game and you've got all the marbles and you're in a winning position, the game's over. Unless, of course, you return some of the marbles to the other players so they can continue playing. And let's face it, it is a game. It's a game where an awful lot of people die, where the average Israeli has no control over the fact that their government is betraying them. Go ahead, Barry.
Well, the old Israel would not negotiate with terrorists. People have forgotten that. It's been since 1993, and the Oslo Accords, it's been 14 years, and people forgot there was another Israel, certainly the one that I moved to and I fought for. Was not this Israel. What can you say? I wouldn't have fought for this Israel. That's putting it mildly. And my son is going into the army soon, and you want to talk depression. I don't want him put in any danger for the likes of Olmert and Paris. These are not the Jewish leaders worth putting yourself in harm's way for. It's a terrible situation, but even worse, the government lied about the fate of Regev and Goldwasser, the two soldiers. Up till now, the Israeli public have been, and their families have been given messages that they were alive. They're only in the last few months is there a hint that they were killed the minute they were captured. The minute they were killed viciously, they were killed, they were tortured to death. They were never alive, and the Israeli government supposedly was negotiating for live soldiers, and their families were lied to, and Olmert lied. So we have that issue, that horrible issue, that they didn't even tell the Israeli public the truth about the fate of their own soldiers. Now there's an organization in Israel, it's called the Almagor Terror Victim Association. It did a study just before, it was released just before the exchange, hopefully to stop it, I suppose. It discovered that since the year 2000, 180 Israelis have been murdered by terrorists released in prisoner exchanges. 180, and the number of maimed, terrible terror attacks. Park Hotel in Netanya, there were 80 maimed. The number maimed is over 1,000. And this is by the very people that Israel got two bags of bones for. I mean, they are going to go out and kill. There are going to be dead Jews because the Israeli government, they permitted live terrorists to go back to Lebanon where they're going to go into action again. Now you have to ask Now, this is a big question I asked. It wasn't Olmert's decision. It was a government cabinet decision, and all but three members of the cabinet who abstained, all the rest voted in favor of this. Why would the Israeli government vote in favor of such a horrific deal that will end up with dead Jews as a result? And I got to tell you, I don't know. They're feeding them poison in their coffee, or simply the Israeli leadership is not following the guidelines of the Israeli people. Nobody wanted this deal. Nobody. Now, what makes it even more irritating, I have this report, and you won't see it on American TV, but Hezbollah Kuntar was released yesterday back to Hezbollah. They're going to be putting up celebratory rainbows on Israel's border, beginning with Rosh HaNikra on the Lebanese-Israel border, really to irritate the Israelis. Supposedly a congratulatory rainbow so that Israelis driving along the border road can see it. But they're just grinding the salt into the wound. And Israel didn't even make one little demand. Don't celebrate in front of our people. Not even that. Well, that even that demand wasn't made.
But, of course, Barry, you have to understand, there's a psychological war being waged against the minds of the Israeli people, just as there's a psychological war being waged against the minds of the people here in the United States, and everybody's depressed and concerned, and they're supposed to be. And so when you understand that, you can understand why the Israeli leaders who are traitors are betraying the Israeli people.
Well, the Israelis have more reasons to be depressed than Americans.
Yes, certainly.
You have a slow grinding down of your money. That is for sure. And the offshore drilling, to me, the price in petroleum might have been purposeful. Purposeful in that the government, with no opposition, has introduced a bill to drill offshore, which will make the oil companies very, very wealthy. And all of this may have been purposeful, but the Israelis, I mean, look at this. Is this week's news. Number one, Hezbollah has got nerve and mustard gas for its missiles, apparently North Korean, which means really Iranian. They have a deal with North Korea. Now, nerve gas, Israelis don't like gas. They've got historical reasons not to like gas. When the Scuds fell on Israel in 91, Saddam Hussein was warned, don't put any gas inside the heads. That is the point that where Israel will break. Well, Hezbollah's got nerve and mustard gas, and Israelis don't have gas masks.
Yeah, but you see, that, of course, is part a very specific thing on the part of the Israeli government that wants to leave the Israeli citizens unprotected, just as here in the United States, we used to have civilian defense. We don't have any civilian defense here, and they don't have an effective civilian defense over there. They've taken away their gas masks, and you have to ask yourself, why?
Yeah, I know. And again, it's your government who is not distributing gas masks when Hezbollah is not putting nerve gas in its missile heads.
Right. That's great for the morale of the Israeli people, is it, to know that, I mean, the enemy has nerve gas and mustard gas, but they've taken away our gas masks by force of law. Something's wrong with the picture.
You bet. And it gets worse. To make sure that these missile sites, and there's 40,000 missiles, Hezbollah is at least three times stronger than it was before the 2005 war. But we now have accurate reports that Syria gave Hezbollah radar to track incoming IDF planes. Now, what this means, of course, when you've got yourself missiles on trucks and in bunkers, is one, you cover them. You just cover them. But more to the point, you knock down the planes if you actually have radar. You aim your missiles, whatever they are, including the SAM-7, shoulder harnessed, and you try and shoot down the planes. In short, Hezbollah, a ragtag little group of terrorists, should not have radar tracking every Israeli plane, they say, from the Mediterranean to the Golan Heights. Well, what can you say? The next war, you're going to see missiles with nerve gas and planes being shot down. Now, I'm going to talk about a very related subject, and that is a report that came out by Edwin Black. Edwin Black wrote the transfer agreement, of a devastating book about the Jewish agency in the 1930s and a horrible deal they cut with the Nazis, called the transfer agreement in 1933, which in essence told the Nazis, make life so horrible for German Jews that they come to Palestine and create a country. And in return, the Jewish agency promised to stop all world boycotts of Nazism, all economic embargoes, and to spend all the money of the German Jews forced to come to Israel on German goods. This was the transfer agreement. There's lots more to it, but Edwin Black wrote the transfer agreement. The reason I say that is he came up with a report. Now, remember, we spoke about this 1,500-mile Israeli air exercise a few weeks ago, where I said the New York Times claimed it was in preparation for attack on Iran, and I said that's impossible. You don't take a 1,500-mile plane ride to drop a couple of bombs. It makes no sense. Well, it turns out, according to Black, that Greece has a Russian radar system, the S-300. And Israel was testing the Russian-made system because Iran also has the S-300 anti-aircraft system. And what Black claimed was the exercise was not to attack Iran. It was to make sure their planes are knocked down by Russian radar. And now part two of that story. There are serious reports from Israel and elsewhere that Israeli planes are using American bases in Iraq, air bases, for their attack on Iran. Now, this actually does make sense. If you're going to attack Iran from Iraq, and you don't have to you have to travel 200 miles, it makes a lot more sense than traveling 1,500, going home, and that's the end of the raid. Now, according to these reports, Israel is planning a week-long sortie with 100 planes, and they're going to knock out Iran's entire industrial potential. Of course, the next day, the nerve gas hits Israel. And this is why I believe the nerve gas announcement was made this same week, that if you do that to Iran, if you attack the whole country using American bases in Iraq, well, we're just going to put nerve gas all over Israel.
But I think there are two significant parts of this story. First of all, if the United States allows Israeli fighter planes to be based in Iraq in preparation for an attack on Iran, why, of course, Iran will retaliate against our forces, our military, in the Green Zone and all throughout Iraq, and, of course, against our fleet in the Persian Gulf. and this will precipitate a nuclear holocaust. I mean, has anybody stopped and thought of the implication? I mean, we let the Israelis use our bases. Why, of course, this is going to justify Iran's attack on America. And then, of course, we will say, well, we're forced to go to war with Iran, which is exactly what the Bush administration really wants to do and has wanted to do for a long period of time. The implications of this story, you know, about the Israelis using, the Israeli planes using American bases, has been missed by most people here in the United States. And the other thing that has been missed, although our listeners can go up on the Internet and check this story out, is the fact that the Iranians are digging 320,000 graves. 320,000 graves being dug right now in Iran in preparation for the coming war. We'll be right back.
Year-old with an agreeable smile. Starting at age six, he was medicated with Concerta and Adderall at the insistence of school staff. Grades remained mediocre. Family and friends found Mike's zombie-like appearance frightening, and he continued with periodic outbursts and meltdowns. He suffered from sleeplessness and lack of appetite. When his first seventh grade report card showed all D's and F's, his desperate mom emailed the Brain Workout Center. Mike's progress through our program was bumpy, but he worked at it and finished drug-free. Since then, his mom reports that he has made the honor roll for the first time in his life. He willingly does his homework and has enough time to play in a band, his lifelong dream. The Brain Workout Center. No drugs, no labels. Side effects include results. Call 303-691-0882.
Stop living with pain. Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Before we go on, Barry, well, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get copies of your books, of your DVDs, and get your website.
Okay, the books are at Lulu, www.lulu.com. It says search on the right-hand corner, right in my name, Chamish. That's Chamish. I'm going to be in Atlanta, Georgia on Wednesday giving a lecture at a synagogue. You can get my phone number by going to my website, barrychamish.com, and my email address. If you want to join me and see me in Atlanta, the name of the lecture is The Vatican's New Campaign Against Jerusalem. They've asked me to do my Vatican lecture in Atlanta. So if you're listening from Atlanta or you know someone from Atlanta, this Wednesday I'm going to be there. And again, the website is www.barrychamish.com. Write me and we'll meet. And if you want that DVD on the secret war against the Vatican's new crusade against Jerusalem, just phone me at 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. And now back to deeply depressing Israel. Bad week. A very, very bad week. Every week is bad, but this one is especially bad. The headline in Yediot Achronot shows the other front, as if Hezbollah is in enough trouble. You have a picture in Yediot Achronot of a synagogue in Atzmona. Atzmona was in Gush Katif, Jewish Gaza. And the government got by. The government didn't tear down the synagogues. Okay, that's the big problem. And now Hamas and Islamic Jihad are using the Atzmona Synagogue to practice urban warfare. Are we there?
Yep.
Good. Urban warfare. Now, Islamic Jihad, they all kill. What am I saying? When they get into an urban area, what happened to those two soldiers will seem like a nice way to die. Now, I've got a personal story about Islamic Jihad, and it's not a nice one, but I'm going to tell it. It's a story about the death of a fine Israeli soldier. His name was Ariel Weiss. This was a few years ago. Ariel Weiss died in Nablus. One day, Nablus had its first riot ever, apparently, bringing in the IDF forces. Ariel Weiss was tricked into an ambush, and he was murdered. Now, here is, by Islamic Jihad, and I'll get to that in one second, the real problem that involves me is that Ariel Weiss's mother, 2 weeks before he was murdered, printed a story in the Jerusalem Post. A full page, well, it was over half a page, with a picture of the soldier. Now, first of all, this is not World War II where there's 100,000 soldiers on the battlefield. This is urban warfare, where the townspeople pass the soldiers every day. They know them. They know them by face. There's surveillance. The mother writes this dopey, stupid, self-interested, egotistical piece about how she got the local townspeople to donate a great supper for her son and their unit in Nablus. They give them shawarma and falafels and drinks and desserts, and the mother drives all the way to Nablus to feed the whole unit, and they take pictures of it. And I'm reading this article, and I'm saying, where was the military censor? Why did the Jerusalem Post give this article to the military censor? You never do a thing like this. Never. You don't give a soldier's whereabouts. In Israel, you don't tell where a soldier is serving. How did the story get the paper? The mother was from America. The father was a rabbi. His name is Stuart Weiss. He wrote for the Jerusalem Post. They thought that this was America, and their son was a soldier, and they were so proud that 2 weeks later, first of all, they wrote this moralizing piece, and the Arabs will not have Israel moralize. They don't want happy stories about the army. If you've noticed, except for some lousy schlock on the internet, like Israeli soldiers holding a cat and stuff, there are no uplifting stories about the army. None. Well, they decided to write one, And 2 weeks later, Islamic Jihad ambushed Ariel Weiss. And the new headline was in the Post was, Ariel Weiss, subject of an article 2 weeks before, was murdered in Nablus yesterday. Now, the real problem was the father. The whole family thought that I was blaming the mother. And I made it very clear the blame was on the Jerusalem Post for not putting the story through military censorship. In this case, in every case, you have to do that in Israel. That's a law. But I spoke to the father by phone. We agreed to talk. And I just told him that the Post is at fault, and you might even think of suing, even though it won't bring back your son, just so this doesn't happen again. And he kept on saying the article had nothing to do with his son's death. I said Islamic Jihad took responsibility for his son's death by name. They said, we have killed Ariel Weiss. They gave his name in their announcement. But he was in too much grief, and it wasn't working. And there was too much resentment that I was blaming the family. Then I saw Ariel Weiss's sister at a book fair in Jerusalem. I was selling at the book fair. And she came up to me and started screaming, how could you print such lies? I said, there were no lies. I said, not one word was a lie. Islamic Jihad took responsibility for your brother's murder the second after it happened. And she walked away stunned, and I had enemies, and this is not part of the job description. It's at the point in Israel where to do the greater good as a writer, people sometimes get hurt. I mean, good people. I could care less what I write about the assassins and the politicians bringing the state down, not to its knees. Israel will be down on its belly very shortly. But good people are getting, they lost a son. And they blame me, I was handy. But the issue is it's not a happy place reporting from Israel. There's just too much tragedy for one people to take all at once. Oh, I hear the music.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamish as we observe what's going on over in Israel. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be reflected in America.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier
I look and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Student Network, and our guest this morning, Barry Shamus, the last segment of this morning's program. Barry, you pick up the story.
Well, we have to mention that Olmert was caught doing something that will probably, this time around, force the government to throw him out. There's now enough pressure that the government has to think twice. What Olmert did is something. I had a book called The Fall of Israel way back in 1990 where Olmert was the bad guy. And I reported that the state controller had investigated him for the exact crime he committed again, stealing travel expenses, going on free trips, taking his family on free trips. He'd already been investigated for this before. Well, here's how it worked this time. Olmert, let's say, got a speaking date. I used the Simon Wiesenthal Center in Los Angeles because that was one of the dates printed in the newspaper. But there were others. He would be paid by the Wiesenthal Center, first-class travel and so forth. But what he would do is he would cheat, and he would show the date of his speech, and he would take the travel expenses already paid, and he would double-dip and triple-dip into government funds. Funds that the government were responsible for gathering and supporting. Amongst the organizations that he took $120,000 in travel expenses for his family. Obviously, you can't travel two or three times. You have to give the tickets away. He gave them to his son, Ariel. He's the homosexual who lives in Paris. He gave it to the wife and the daughter. The organizations he robbed included Akeem, that's the Association for the Mentally Retarded Children. It's the mentally retarded. Leave it at that. I think there's adults as well. Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Memorial. Levy, the Association for Wounded Soldiers. Akeem, for handicapped children. Akeem is handicapped children. All right. It doesn't matter. The Israeli public, this words in Hebrew is magil, despicable. They described it as despicable that he would steal from crippled children and the blind. He actually stole from the organization representing the blind in Israel. He stole from Holocaust survivors and their memorial. He stole from the good of Israel, put it in his back pocket, and gave the money to his children and wife. And it's not just that this crime, you have to understand the mentality of a sociopath. This is something, by the way, I'm learning firsthand at too old an age, but they don't accept blame. They lie and lie and lie, and somewhere along the line, you can't get them to tell the truth. And this has always been Olmert, that he's incapable of telling the truth, and that a lie to him becomes real. And this is what's going on in Israel. He and his staff are saying that Olmert is the greatest guy ever, and that this was legit. These were legitimate expenses, and he would never take money from handicapped children or the blind and all this. But the public now are thoroughly repulsed by the prime minister, who, again, Please understand, he is a sociopath, and on many levels, he's insane. On many levels in America, I think that he could actually be taken away and given dangerous drugs and stuff. The Israeli people are trying to get rid of a sociopath, and what they don't understand is another sociopath is going to take his place. It's been set up that you can't replace a sociopath. There's another one waiting in line. And I wrote an article about a week ago called Modern Insanity in Israel, which just covers this issue that the Israelis are being run not by old Freudian cases and Oedipus complexes. They're being run by modern sociopaths.
Well, what a sad commentary that the situation exists in Israel, and yet I think it exists in many of our countries where somebody else selects our leaders for us, and we're given the opportunity to vote for two of their candidates. Whichever one wins, they win. We do not.
Yeah, all right. Well, what am I going to do, agree for the thousandth time? Yeah, I just report the news. I mean, without too much opinion, it's no point anymore. Another friend of mine, good friends too, Marilyn Arnold Citrin, really amongst my first supporters, their son got 15 months in jail 3 days ago. Again, this is more of the Gush Katif pullout, and Itamar Ben-Gvir, the police squealer, he was the one who came in to the headquarters of the defense of Gush Katif, Maoz Chaim Hotel, put a big sign on the wall, "Mohammed is a pig," aimed at an Arab village. Imagine the provocation. An Arab family wakes up and opens their blinds, and Papa says, "Oh, Mohammed is a pig. What a nice sign." I mean, the Arabs did what they were supposed to do. They wanted that sign down. And Shmuel, Itamar Ben-Gvir, of course, is taken away by now by the police, so he won't be held responsible for the destruction of the hotel and all the protesters. Shimshon Citrin, he was accused of trying to kill an Arab. The Arab admitted he'd lied. It doesn't matter. He's innocent. I know his family. The problem is that Shimshon Citrin's brother, Shmuel, in September of 95, put on bulletin boards in Hebron that Yigal Amir, that's Rabin's patsy. Is that the end already?
That's the end already, I'm afraid. But thank you so much for being with us, Barry. We'll look forward to it next week. And next week, we're going to talk to you about the real story of the Holocaust. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The goal of Worldwide Biblical Zionists is to unite Bible believers all over the world who love Israel and want to build up Zion. Joel Bell and Sagiv Aslev will be sharing the vision of Worldwide Biblical Zionists and how you can become a member of this movement July the 29th from 7 until 10 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza Hotel at I-25 and 120th Avenue. They'll be in the Gray Peaks Ballroom. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. I'm Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I just wanted to do a comment on a suppressed story. It was night before last, about 6:30, when the Congress of the United States voted by 55-58% to impeach the President of the United States. In other words, begin holding hearings about the impeachment of George Bush. Literally every Democrat and nine Republicans voted in Congress, and totally blacked out by the controlled media. In other words, how could Congress vote to begin hearings on the impeachment of President Bush and blocked out by the media? Well, there was one little article in the L.A. Times that said, oh, well, there are going to be some hearings, but, I mean, they're not going to impeach him. The leaders of the Democrat Party said they wouldn't impeach the president. And how could you block out something like that? Why, very simply, we have freedom of the press in America. In other words, when you own the media, you have the freedom to suppress whatever stories you want to. And the five mega corporations that control the media, that's AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, Viacom, Disney, and Fox. They control 90 to 95% of the major outlets. They decided this story wasn't going to get out, so you're not going to hear it, except perhaps in alternative radio. That's why you need to listen to our programs, and as you know, we're on 4 hours a day, 5 hours a day, including this hour, and you can hear our programs at RadioLiberty.com on the Internet. You can hear them on shortwave. If you have a special satellite, you can hear the programs 9 hours a day. You need to get the information. You need to record the information. You need to get it out to other people. And please help us get the truth out about what's going on in America, the stories you're never going to hear in the controlled media. And once you can get the American people to understand that the media is controlled, at that point, we will have won the battle. Well, we hope maybe you want to understand that behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. That's the story of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you haven't seen it, shame on you. You should either watch the DVD, and if you don't want to buy it, you can watch it on our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. It's the talk is posted up there. The book came from the talk, but you should have the book because it will give you the sources of information, the sources from where the people readily admit that there is another God that they're worshiping, the real and the most powerful God, far more powerful than the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Of course, we don't believe that way. We'd far rather be on our side than their side, but there really is another side out there, and nobody talks about it. It has nothing to do with Democrats, Republicans, right, left, conservative, liberal. That's all frosting to keep you from seeing the deadly nature of the cake below. Well, certainly you need to hear our talk on the forbidden secret, and of course we have a new talk out called Secret Knowledge, a short introduction to what this is really all about. We hope, of course, you'll get our talk on the planned police state and the syllabuses that go with these talks, that you'll get the DVDs on. They sold their souls for rock and roll and exposure of the media industry, of the entertainment industry. You can get a 3-hour, a 4-hour, or a 10-hour version. They sold their souls for rock and roll, and after you watch them, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. So try to get the information. Remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on the political, ideological, cultural, financial, but I fear soon again on a military battlefield. And of course, we may all end up being victims of that war. Pray for America, pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Andrea here again with Radian Clinic. I've got great news for you. With our buy one, get one free laser package sale, now is the time to get on the path to vibrant, smooth skin. Got wrinkles, sun damage, age spots, or other skin problems? We can help. At Radian Clinic, we use the latest and best in laser technology to remedy just about any skin issues. Don't miss out on our buy one, get one free laser package sale. For all our exciting specials, visit us at RadianClinicColorado.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios,